Pnimius in the Daf Yomi,
Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Zayin. So on Amud Aleph, the Gemara is continuing its discussion of the way different of Chachamim used to end their tefillah, and it kind of transitions into other sayings that were popularized by certain rabbis. So the Gemara says something interesting in the name of Rabbi Meir. Margala Bapume de Rabbi Meir. So even the word Margala Bapume is interesting. So Rashi just says, right, it's a lashon of Margala. It's Rugil, Rugil, right, it was Rugil Befiv. It was something that he was wont to say. It was something that he frequently said. So others say that, no, it's like Margala. It's like a Margaliot. It's like it's a pearl, meaning it's a pearl that he always used to say. It's a gem of his. Okay, so Margala Bapume de Rabbi Meir is a pearl in the mouth of Rabbi Meir. There was a saying that Rabbi Meir used to say. Gemar b'chol v'vecha v'chol nafshecha l'dasas derachai. Study with your entire heart and your entire soul to know my ways. U'lishkod al delasai torasi. And to, you know, be diligent by the doors of my Torah. Nitzor torasi b'libcha. Keep my Torah in my heart, in your heart. V'negedei necha tia yirasi. And in front of your eyes should be my fear. Shemor picha michol chet. Guard your mouth from all sin. V'tayer v'kadish atmucha b'chol ashma v'avon. And purify yourself, sanctify yourself from all asham and avon, from all sin, iniquity, fault, error. V'ani ayemcha b'chol makom. And I will be with you everywhere. Okay, so Rabbi Meir's statement is interesting and unique in that he's kind of saying a statement that's kivyachol from Hashem. I mean, everyone else is saying a tefillah to Hashem, you know, or a fact about the world, and he's speaking as if he's speaking from Hashem's mouth, right? That keep my Torah in your heart, you know, fear me in your eyes, right? As if Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking. So Rav Itchemeyer Morgenstern in his She'er Yaakov, he goes through Alpi Kabbalah, he develops a yesod that Rabbi Meir is Mashiach ben Yosef. He was the aspect of Mashiach ben Yosef in his era, in his door. And this is a thing of Mashiach ben Yosef, that just like Yosef said, Ani Yosef, and it was Megala, the Ani Havaya, the Ani Hashem. And right, that's really what the Medrash says, that when Yosef said, Ani Yosef, the brothers were like, oh, Ayilana Miyom Adin, that, you know, what are we going to say when Hashem reveals his face, that Ani Hashem, or we're going to be, you know, that when we have a real Din V'Cheshman, it's going to be that much more traumatic. So based off his idea, I'm just going to be Marach's idea, he's very Bekitzer. What does it mean, Mashiach ben Yosef? What does it mean that Rabbi Meir is Mashiach ben Yosef? The Mashiach ben Yosef, on a very, very basic level, his tafkid and his purpose is to flip over everything. Right? It's the Zohar Kaddish says that Mashiach, the Heichal Mashiach, the first thing he's going to do in the Mashiach ben Yosef aspect is going to take all the dark and make it light. He's going to take all the bitter and make it sweet. He's going to do a full flip on things. He's going to find things and change the whole world order. He's going to set the stage for Mashiach to come. And it's a larger discussion that I'm sure we'll get to in terms of the relationship between Mashiach ben David and Mashiach ben Yosef. But part of what Mashiach ben Yosef does is he's being megala that there's, you know, that there's an Ani Hashem. And that's why he says Ani Yosef. More specifically, right, the Pasuk says, by when Yosef was born, that, right, Yosef Hashem li ben acher. That Hashem added for me another son, right? That Hashem gave me, Hashem should add for me another son, that I shouldn't just have one, Rachel Davins. Yosef Hashem li ben acher. Right, which is a weird thing to name him, right? And Rashi already points out that Rachel knew there was a nevuah that Yaakov was going to have 12 shiftei ka, and she didn't want to just have one, you know, of the 12, she wanted to at least have another. So Yosef Hashem li, Hashem should add for me ben acher. But the Tzemach Tzedek points out that Yosef Hashem li ben acher, that's the avodah of Yosef Tzadik, is to take an acher and make it a ben. Meaning Rabbi Meir was the one who said, right, that no matter how far Jews sin, banim atam la'ashem alikechem, we're still considered banim l'makom. Not just when we're acting like banim, but even when we're not acting like banim, we're always banim. Meaning when we're acting like acherim, when we're acting like others, then we're also considered banim l'makom. And maybe this is why Rabbi Meir, who were his rebbeim, one of them was Rabbi Akiva, Akiva ben Yosef, right? Because he was continuing on that mesorah of Mashiach ben Yosef. And on the other side, his Rebbe was Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, who was called Acher, was called the other one. Because Rabbi Meir's whole goal was to Yosef Hashem li ben Acher, to prove that even an Acher can be a Ben, meaning he was able to, the Lashon of the Gemara is that, you know, that Rimon Matzah, that he found the Rimon and he knew how to take the fruit and throw away the Klipa. That he was able to find that Ben aspect, the fact that we're children of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even in an Acher, even in somebody who seemed to go off the Derech. And that's really the Baskel that was known out to Acher, was trying to bring him back, said, Shuvu Banim Shuvavim Chutz Mi Acher, meaning all Banim should come back except for Acher, meaning if you consider yourself an Acher, you're not a Ben, but you can come back if you reach the Darga of Ben, right? Even if you're a wayward son, even if you're one of the Banim Shuvavim, you can still come back if you realize you're a Ben, as long as you're still one of the Banim. And that's all you have to reason. Rabbi Meir understood that. Rabbi Meir, his Madrega was that he chapped that you could always find the Ben, you could always be Dan Yisrael HaKavzchus. And that's a little bit what Mashiach ben Yosef, part of what his goal is. And we daven that Mashiach ben Yosef shouldn't die. We daven, it's important tefillah in our Shemona Esrei, according to the Arizal, we daven that that aspect of being able to bring all the Jews back and be Dan them all LaKavzchus is an important thing. In fact, this aspect of Rabbi Meir, where he can flip everything on its side, where he can say, right, where he can take L'Dalshon of the Zohar, the Choshech, and make it light, and make it to Nahora, and he takes the Mar and make it to Matikos, he takes the bitter and makes it sweet. That's actually what the Gemara discusses, because the Gemara discusses why we pretty much don't paskin like Rabbi Meir for the most part. And the Gemara says that, really, Rabbi Meir was the greatest of all the Chachamim. He was the wisest. He was the Madrigal Chachma. He achieved what most of them couldn't achieve. But what? But the Chachamim, Chaveira of his friends, the rest of the rabbis, lo yored al Sofdeitan. They couldn't get to the Sofdeitan. They didn't get to the bottom of his das. They didn't truly understand what he was doing. That he was able to go and said that he would be able to give with Raya Baruras and prove something Tamei Tahar and Tahar Tamei. And that's what Mashiach ben Yosef is going to do. Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be able to come and say, hey, look, here's something, you know, that you guys all viewed as bad, and really it was so important in the cosmic scheme of things. Really it was significant. Really there was a reason to turn it over on its head and flip it and raise it to a higher madriga and make that better thing sweet. And that's what Mashiach ben Yosef does. That he's that aspect of Rabbi Meir, right? That the rest of the people couldn't get to the Sofdeitan. Interestingly, the Ramami Pano points out that Mashiach ben Yosef, right, the Gemara discusses the eulogy of Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben Yosef dying, that we also have other sources that seem to be like we daven for Mashiach ben Yosef to live. So does he live or does he die? He points out something very unique and interesting. He points out that Mashiach ben Yosef, he has a Mesorah. Mashiach ben Yosef, why is he considered dead sometimes? Why is he considered alive sometimes? Because we have a Mesorah that he was Chayev Nisas based in. That Sanhedrin Paskin he should die. So if Sanhedrin Paskin someone should die, then they're dead. You know, halachically, they're in many ways considered like a dead person. But it could be that he didn't actually die. And it's a crazy thing to think of, because Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be someone that Sanhedrin are going to paskin that he's going to die. Like, I thought he was a big tzaddik. He's Mashiach. He's Mashiach ben Yosef. The answer is that they're not, the Chaveruv aren't able to get to Sofdeitan. That they're not able to understand. To them, it looks like he's saying things are Tameh are Tahar, and things are Tahar are Tameh. And he's saying things that are Mutar Asar and Asar are Mutar. He seems to be flipping everything around, but really he's trying to accomplish a very specific goal. He has a purpose. And that purpose is to be Mashiach ben Yosef. So Rabbi Meir, who understood this, Rabbi Meir, who was the Madrig of Mashiach ben Yosef in his time, that they never paskin like him, and they knew he was the smartest, and they still never paskin like him. They said, we don't understand him, we're not getting the Sof Titan. He was the Mashiach ben Yosef, because what was he doing? He was reflecting a truth that was deeper. We say the Torah lo b'shamayim hi, and ultimately it's in our hands, the way we paskin is the way we're going to go. But Rabbi Meir said, there's also called the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, we can channel that Torah in, and the closer our Torah goes to match up with the Torah Le'ela, the Torah of Hashem, the more we're Meshaveh, those two Madrigos, that's when Mashiach is going to come. And Mashiach ben Yosef's goal is to kind of bridge that gap, to bring that closer. So when Yosef says, Ani Yosef, that's Ke'in Ani Hashem. Right, that's similar to Ani Hashem. So Rabbi Meir, who was the Mashiach ben Yosef of his door, right, the Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acher, the one who knows how to take an Acher and say, no, really there's a Ben still within it. The one who knows how to accomplish that, the Mashiach ben Yosef, who learned this from Rabbi Akiva, Akiva ben Yosef, who also had this Midah, right, Ashrecha Yisrael, right, that Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, right, that ultimately the Jewish people, we have, you know, our, the hope for the Jewish people is Hashem, just like the Mikvah is Matara, the Temeim, Afakadosh Baruch Hu is Matar Yisrael, that Hashem is Matar everyone in Yisrael, and no matter what, we'll find a way, we'll all come back. And Rabbi Kiva, who himself lived this, that he started off as this person who, if he saw Talmidei Chachamim, he would bite them. You know, he said, I would bite them like a donkey, like a, you know, with a harsh bite. Ultimately, he came to be the father of Torah Shebaal Peh, right? That Rabbi Yudan Nasi in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Meir, and Zohar, of Rishim Rechad, they're all his Talmidim. Everyone came from him, and he was the father, he was the Moshe Rabbeinu for Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu lived 120 years, the first 80 years, he was doing his own thing, and then the last 40 years is when he was mining the Jewish people. Rabbi Kiva was mashlim the other 120 years. The first 40 years he was, you know, in Amal Eretz, and then the last 80 years he was mining the Jewish people. Together they bring the full picture of the 120 years. And Rabbi Kiva was this madriga called Akiva ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef, and he gave this over to Rabbi Meir, this madriga called Mashiach ben Yosef. I've had a look through. So Dafka Rabbi Meir is the one who, when he, the tefillah that he said, the saying that he would say would be like as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying it, that he took Hashem's side. He said, guys, understand this is Hashem's angle towards things. And only Rabbi Meir, only someone on that high madriga, only someone who was the rest of the Chachamim couldn't get to the Sof Daitam, where the Gemara has a machlokas if his name was really Meir or Nahora, but either way, whatever his real name was, the reason why they called him the other one was because he illuminated the eyes of the rest of the Chachamim, that he was on such a high madriga. So only that Rabbi Meir could say a statement from, that's Ki'ilu, he's saying it, but derech that Hashem would say it.